Well, we've had an opportunity to process four of the five scenes in conjunction with Wausau Fire Department and the State Fire Marshal's Office from the Department of Criminal Investigations. And the first four that we've completed, there was no other source of ignition or no other explanations for the fires except that they were set. I suspect once we complete our investigation of the fifth one, that will be determined to be an arson as well. That should be completed later this afternoon.
How do you investigate fires like this? How do you try to find who did it or how they were started or find evidence? I mean, the idea behind a fire is to destroy certain evidence.
Right.
Help me understand how this investigation plays out.
Well, we have a number of detectives within our department that have specialized training in arson investigation. And of course, the fire department inspectors and investigators have fire training and experience, as well as the fire marshals. They have ways of determining the patterns of fires to determine where the probable source of the fire was and how it spread through a building or through a room. And they also have some forensic capabilities of detecting accelerants and kindling and that type of thing that people may have used to actually start the fire. And then, of course, there's always our standard types of evidence that we can find, trace evidence and whatnot from crime scenes.
How can people help? What can people do to help out?
Well, at this point, as with any other type of crime like this, we are always looking for more information. We have two specific phone numbers that I want to relay. The first one would be our arson tip line, and that's 261-7840. Secondly, if people see or observe suspicious behavior, I would ask them to call our non-emergency number, which is 261-7800. The reason we have two numbers is the tip line is just a recorded line for people to leave us information. The other phone number is our regular non-emergency number, and that's the number that should be called for something timely, like the observance of a suspicious person in the neighborhood, so we can respond immediately to identify that person.